Welcome back to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast game. Despite what I say in the game's introduction, this is Session 49, Part 1. The players were Jameis, Sharon, Chris, and Richard, reprising their regular roles. I expect that we will conclude the Deadlands storyline in the next few months. So far, the vote amongst the players seems to be leading to a storyline in the Deadlands noir universe. If you kind listeners out there would like to hear us play a storyline in another game system, send us an email. The mailbags are empty, and this is a good way to see who's still listening out there. Without further pleading, here is your Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast, Session 49, Part 1.
Okay, so this is not really retconning, but just more being more specific on our California map. The distance from the center of the city of Los Angeles, which would be the center of Los Angeles, is their temple. To perdition is just more than 75 miles. After reading the book that details Lost Angels, it has to be.
Really?
Yeah, it absolutely has to be because of something that happens in the fiction.
Something blows up, this goes more than 75 miles.
No, it's actually something that you guys will have known about. It's Grimm's Edict. Basically stating it is its sovereign land within 75 mile radius of the temple is claimed as his sovereign land.
Well, at least 75 miles.
Yeah.
76 miles.
Mm-hmm. 75 and a foot.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
But who wants to be that close to Grimes?
Lots of people, apparently.
Everybody who wants to eat.
Yeah.
So when we flood Los Angeles, are we going to take out Perdition as well?
No, remember, Perdition is on a nice high shelf overlooking...
it's a big wave.
That's true. I mean, you don't know exactly how big it's going to be, but you've got a significant drop in elevation from where Perdition is to where Los Angeles is.
Oh, we might take out the beavers. Oh, that's it. Call it off.
Or you might give them significant new spawning grounds.
We like the beavers. They're furry and everything.
Have you dealt out chips and cards? But
no, not I've yet. Not.
No, okay.
I can go ahead and do that, though. And
yeah, no, I had the right number of cards, but not the right number of chips.
I'm waiting for everything to stabilize after Chris connected here.
Tis a smart thing.
I'm not seeing Chris's character.
He hasn't grabbed it yet. He's just now connected. Well, connecting and disconnecting, apparently.
Well, it says I'm loading.
No, all of the chips. All of them.
Wow. Totally dodged the bullet tonight.
How so?
Oh, my parents are going out to my dad's law school's roommate's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, no.
Who gets four chips other than Sarah?
Young.
Young! Also, you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Eddie gets a blue chip? Damn.
I'll get a blue chip.
I did not get a blue chip.
I got a blue chip.
I am blue chip deprived.
Did Rheumatide get a blue chip?
Rheumatide doesn't have any chips. Otherwise, I would say yes.
Well, she's supposed to have chips.
Yep.
Maybe she is. But she still hasn't got them. No. No blue chip. Yep. Otherwise, we could have all looked down on Sharon. Wouldn't that have been...
I would just have to all look down on the woman then for not having blue chips.
I look away and Matai chops you up into tiny pieces.
Don't you interesting cards and how Richard likes them?
Okay, let me... I've got to rearrange things a bit so that... okay, that's a good spot for you.
Yeah, Chris keeps connecting and disconnecting.
Actually, no. Oh, wait, I do. I do have a card that Richard likes.
Okay, so these are all the new cards, right? Yep.
Looks like it.
Yeah, I just threw up.
Chris is giving us an image.
Yep, just threw up a map.
Okay.
You throw up on the map.
That's right. All over the place. Chunky salsa everywhere.
Ooh. 1 inch. That's 500 feet.
It depends on the scale.
Oh, so it's right on the very, very edge of a thing.
Oh, yeah, it's right on the coast.
Holy crap, Rock Island Prison is right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, you didn't realize that?
I didn't realize it was right next to, no. I thought it was somewhere else entirely, not near that. Oh, look, there's the Spanish quarters. We can have Luke Villeneuve infiltrate the Spanish quarters and be mistaken for a Spanish person, because he will blend in seamlessly.
Let's go to Ghost Town, where whiteness would know that it wouldn't be a boon.
Well, I think Eddie and I should go to the Spanish quarter so we can get some decent food.
Absolutely.
You know what's in the tacos.
It does not matter.
See? And that's the reason for having all the chilies on it.
Mm-hmm. Burns everything away.
It's not like Eddie hasn't eaten long pork before. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like Sarah hasn't eaten long pork before.
Sarah hasn't eaten long pork.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure about that.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time at the doctor's, and, you know, sometimes he needs to sort dead bodies there.
And disposal is such a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, do you mind if we get started before you're fully connected there?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm at the point where it's character selection, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're on a new computer, or the old one, so you need to clear the ownership. But
yeah.
Does it recognize this first?
There, I have cleared the owner.
Quick, everyone, take it easy. Character before you can.
Alright, well, we are back with another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. This is session 50.
Yay!
Alright, cards and people. We'll start with Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
Hi, this is Sharon. I'll be playing Dr. Sarah Beauchamp, Dr. Extraordinaire. And my cards tonight are reinforcements played during... combat. Reinforcements arrive for the bad guys. The exact number and type is up to the GM. Every player may immediately draw an adventure card. Enemy. Play at the beginning of a game session. A villain of the GM's choice becomes your character's sworn enemy. You may not soak wounds caused directly by him. Starting now, draw an extra adventure card each game session until the enemy is retired. Is that a mandatory play, or...
No, that's it.
No, it's...
Okay. Rise up, rise up. Play if the group is surprised. All heroes ignore the surprise and are dealt in as usual. Shaken in their boots. Play in a combat situation. Your character does or says something so horrific and intimidating that it brings the area to a standstill. All other characters, friends or foe, are shaken. And finally, Arcane Spike. Character with an arcane background may activate a damage-causing power they could normally use. The activation costs no power points and deals double damage. The character must make a vigor roll at -2 or suffer a level of fatigue.
And Luke Villeneuve, as played by...
As played by James, playing Luke Villeneuve, Canadian adventurer extraordinaire. The cards I have are Better You Than Me. When you get hit by an attack and someone else is nearby, they take the attack instead. At the beginning of a combat... Someone that you are facing has its size and strength moved up 2 steps. Every player gets another card. Hot Iron and Whiskey. Playing a wounded character. You have 1 wound healed, but you gain a scar. Dress to Kill. You dress up for the night or whatever the occasion is and get +2 to Charisma. And Epiphany. You just gain a D6 in this skill you previously did not have for the remainder of the game session.
All right, and young Jean Lu, as played by...
That's me. I'm Richard. I'm playing Jean Lu, poor, simple, humble martial artist. And I have 6 amazing cards. Get Savage, get any sort of edge that you want, regardless of requirements. Riled Up, play after your hero takes a wound to do extra damage. Love Interest. Encourage a love interest between you and an NPC. Hidden Stash, find a generic item, and Adrenaline Surge. Oh no, I've got 2 more. Adrenaline Surge, which is gain an additional immediate turn immediately, and Rally. Cause everybody, all allies, They all lose their shaken status, and I find I can't say words.
That's an interesting card ability. It's taking effect already. Okay, and Eddie Guff has played by...
I am Chris, and I am playing Eddie Guff. I have Flesh Wound. Play to cause a wounded extra to rise immediately, unshaken, and unharmed. The extra must have been wounded in the current scene, typically a combat or immediately thereafter. I have mechanical malfunction. A device malfunctions in some way. Guns jam, bowstrings break, etc. The device can be fixed by a repair roll at -4 and 10 minutes work. Spurred on. The character's travel distance is doubled for a day, where one character gains double pace for one round. Second Wind. Play on your hero to automatically remove all wounds sustained in this combat, but not crippling injuries. If shaken, he is unshaken now as well. Quick Funeral. Play on any character that has died. That character returns to the game as a harrowed. Unfortunately, his Manito has control of him for the first 24 hours after he has risen. Sounds like a familiar card.
Always a good one to have. And unnamed as controlled by...
I did that by accident somehow. If we could just kill him off, that'll be fine.
Let's play Quick Funeral on Grimes to get another Manitou controlling him.
The unnamed person comes back as harrowed. Fun. All right, so recap. Chris, why don't you give us a recap? No, wait,
I went to the Spanish Quarter and ate some bad food and don't remember anything.
How about the rest of you? What happened last session?
Well, last session was actually session 48, not 49, so you haven't missed one, whoever is out there listening. So, hey, there we go. Because we had a 47 and a half.
Yes.
Which might make this 50 if Bert's accounting system is adding up. I don't know. Last time was the time that we did the things with the stuff, and there were people and Mexicans, and we traded legs for lives.
A singular leg, though, for lots of lives. Well, actually, one actually had really died, per se. But...
they might have done, had he been angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave Santa.
And we got reparations for previous people that had died. Mm-hmm. And we also met up with the crew back at... Perdition, but Joker actually turned up. You know, someone was actually there that we know. Hey, and he is getting his wedding organized soon with Hitty. That's an important fact.
Yep.
And what's his name from the paper was there as well?
O'Malley.
Yeah.
Yes, and O'Malley. There's this sanitarium where he had two of his agents. Committed, and now there's some question as to whether or not that's actually a good place for them to have been, and he wants us to go to the sanitarium and find if his guys, I believe the names were Fidel Salazar and Lonnie Bruce, at the Peterson Sanitarium about 2 years ago, and he wants them, if they're doing okay there, fine. He just wants some, like, proof of life and treatment. If not, he wants them pulled out and stuck on the train back heading back east. And he says he'd do it himself, but he's got a price on his head.
All good facts, except it wasn't that person who asked you that.
Oh.
It was Bob or someone? What was
Sam? Sam Hellman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's good for the prison roll.
Yes, my mistake.
Island prison.
All right. Some of the things that happened. You made 3 potions of dispel with a raise.
Oh, did I? Good for me.
Yep. You're cracking a bit there, Jameis. Is that just...
Am I?
Not now. Maybe it was just you moving your chair or something. I don't know.
I wasn't moving my chair. I'm not sitting in the chair.
There it goes again.
That's not Sharon. Me. That's someone else.
Sharon.
Oh, it's Sharon already.
I'm actually muted, so that wasn't me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sitting down. Unmuted, so.
Okay, well, we'll figure out who it is and be
the ghost of the machine. It's unnamed. Damn you, unnamed.
All right. So I believe this session you are wanting to take a trip into Lost Angels, and you wanted to set this up for arriving on a Sunday. Is that correct?
One of us wants to take a trip into Lost Angels, and we're dragging the rest of you with me.
I'm gonna die horribly.
Yay! We're gonna quick funeral card. Not all of us. And some of us are dead already.
Okay. So some other stuff that you would have learned that I'm going to drop in now that I didn't tell you then that I just found out after rereading the book on Lost Angels. Okay. So, well, what I will probably have cut off before making this recording is Grimes' Edict. Where Lost Angels has been declared its own territory with beholden to none within 75-mile radius of its temple. So neither north nor south nor anyone else. And on top of that, the edict also claims that any persons, governments, or nations that are not seeing this authority are automatically considered to be at war with Lost Angels. The other thing that might be important to some of you is that the other edict that was issued, the 2218 edict, that's 22:18, a biblical verse, Grimes has a bounty out for anyone displaying powers other than normal within the confines of his realm. He pays a nice $500 in Lost Angels script, or a good hearty week's worth of food in their rectory.
Does that include weird science people?
It's not very specific.
Does that include martial arts?
Again, it's not very specific.
Well, I would not show in off anything.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a box that you want to be using there. I can choose not to use mine.
What is commonly known about this 2218 decree is that followers of any other faith than Grimes, not welcomed in Lost Angels.
What sort of practitioner is he that he doesn't want to convert other people?
He does. He just does it outside of city, first of all.
So, yes, those are some important things to consider. I believe that is all. Yep. Yeah, yes. Several cards worth of notes here. Interesting read. There is actually, this is from the prior Deadlands game before it was savaged. And it was just the Lost Angels book. And the first half of the book is actually a report from Sam Hellman right before he gets scooped up and put in the Rock Island prison. It's quite interesting.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
So that would be, I take it, Exodus 22:18.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch and all that.
Yep. Something I wanted to do before we happened to be there, we had a couple of days, was send a telegram off to Caledonia to say that there will be a wedding in, not ours, we had a wedding in petition between Joker and Hetty, and that once I get confirmed dates, I'll let her know so that she can come. Up, down for it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Joker's still around. He can send off that telegram for you.
I can send off the telegram. I'll go to the telegram office and send it off. Yeah.
Well, he's manning the office since he's in town and hanging around.
Okay.
All right.
That was it for me.
Anyone else making some last-minute preparations? And do you want to leave early Sunday morning to arrive on Sunday, or do you want to leave Saturday and...
Well, it was Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So we went, hey, let's go to sleep. So
I thought it was Friday night. Friday night, Saturday morning, when we did stuff with Sam.
Really? I don't know then.
Yeah, could have been to leave you guys a little extra time to make any last minute preparations. So that seems.
Because the other thing I did was have a chat with Lacey about how the thing, about how the box works, because I knew I had to have some time. We had to have some time to sort.
Well, that was the point. You didn't have the time, I think.
I did have the time because we did sort it out.
Regardless,
it's not. Yes, it's a not, power, it's not basically terribly. A power meter that's not going to actually tell me anything, and so it's going to be an entirely pointless trip, but what the hell?
Well, no, it'll give you an idea what to focus in on. Hey,
it'll just tell me the scale of the...
But you can say these sort of numbers, and then you can calibrate your machine to say, these are the numbers that I want it to work on.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Worst case, it's utterly pointless. And we get captured and killed and everything goes to laugh.
I just thought of something. I probably need the module. I'll be right back.
Nope.
I remember the previous time.
A friend and I had
this big plan to get the group of us out of town, and we enacted this plan, and my friend and I were the two who died and tried to. Everyone else lived. So my plan's at 100% success rate.
You just don't always live through them. That's alright.
Nope. So what cards have we got? We've got the reinforcements one. We've got the RO one. Excellent. I'm sure I don't see this being a problem at all. Anyone want to gain a D6 skill in anything?
Survive Grimes, please.
Yes.
D6 and survive Grimes, please.
Because the new book tells me what the price fear levels are. Yay!
There's no fear here. No one's afraid. Everyone loves Grimes.
Mm.
Right. Something, yeah, we would tell Eddie this, even though Eddie already knows it, because he was here last time. I was like, eating and drinking the wine and bread of
Grimes, oh, yeah.
Usually...
Which one? The spell potion.
Yeah. So it makes you want to confess the truth to Grimes, or possibly to buddy up with him, something like that. So Jameis made some dispel potions so that, hey, hopefully we can drink some of this stuff beforehand and not feel compelled to tell them. We think, well, we're randomly guessing here, that your manacles will probably help combat that. So we will find out.
So I gotta be careful. So I gotta be careful what I eat and what I drink.
And yeah, for the communion, mainly, more than anything else.
Well, we've got to be careful about that anyway, because they'll be serving meats as well.
Mm. And everyone has to go through communion.
Chris, mute yourself for just a minute. Yep, that's coming from Chris. There's a little beep, beep, beeping sound coming, like electronic static.
Oh.
All right. So, any last? Go ahead.
So we're all going to be expected to take communion there. We can't pass it up, is what you're saying.
That is.
Unless you're really stealthy, you can get around. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, well.
Well, if you're really stealthy, you might be able to mix with the people who've already eaten.
Well, I imagine no, because you're gonna. I don't know. It depends how he's doing it. Whether you have to go up and talk to him. Yes, and we also speculated wildly that Hellstrom, who was the man who built the railroad and was in charge of Wasatch Rail, is in Los Angeles with him. We speculated wildly that it could be that because Grimes is so persuasive that he has some control over Hellstrom, and that we might be in need of freeing him from this. But we will see what happens.
And I am probably... Am I down power points while those potions are in play?
No. That's okay. The whole point of the edge is that you get additional power points for that thing.
Okay. All right,
let's even if it is not the fact of ending last time, let's say that all this preparations were done late Friday night, okay? So if you wanted to head out earlier on Saturday, because there's a few things that you still don't know. One, the scope of and size and how long it's going to take you to get to the church, how much of a line there's going to be, and when he actually gives a sermon.
Well, we can ask Sam Hillman that. I mean, he was there long enough. Ah, yes. That reminds me of a thing that he said. When he can... You will see that it is a nice place. But if you are suffering from some pain or something, then you will see what it actually looks like. And that it is not all nice and rosy and gardens of earthly delights. So, I think we gave Wimitai permission to poke us with a long stick or something, so that we could see what was actually there and not what was... he wanted us to see.
Yes.
Feel free to make your own stabbing type arrangements yourself.
Well, I definitely remember that you arranged for Wimitai to stab you. I don't know about her stabbing the rest of us.
No, well, I mentioned that she should stab everybody, so...
Okay, well, we'll find out. Then she just goes and stabs everyone in town.
Yep. That's possible. So, well, I mean, what do we do aside from... Does anybody have anything else they wish to say to anybody here? To us in particular? Does anybody have any more preparations that they want to make for this?
Other than just making sure that my doctor's bag is up to par, no, I don't.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's easy enough to make sure you got all your requisite needs in your bag.
How does he feel about steam wagons or that sort of device?
I assume we'll probably take horses.
Okay, that is.
I don't particularly want to let the steam wagon fall into the hands of Grimes in any way, shape, or form.
They're also decidedly against technology there, so.
And if we need to take some sort of emergency route out, we don't want to be leaving anything. We don't want to be leaving the steam wagon behind.
Ah, very.
And we also kind of don't want to draw too much attention to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Taking something into the city that is very noticeable would be a bad thing.
All right. Since you were going to go talk to Sam again before you take off, finding out, you know, exactly when his sermons are and such, and he tells you it's high noon is when he gives his sermons out. Another bit of information that he'll drop is that on the outskirts of Lost Angels, a kind of a tent city or a community has been built up for people that really can't afford to live within the city. It's called Ghost Town, basically a bunch of lean-tos where people have some money, otherwise sleeping bags and tents otherwise. But something that is interesting out there is a bar called the Vestibule.
And he is bricked up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going there first.
Grimes is not permissive of any aerial entry into Los Angeles. It's either by road or by Prosperity Bay. However, the place immediately outside of Los Angeles, this ghost town place, has got a lot of flat land. And this vestibule bar has often been used as a place to land balloons or ornithopter type devices. While still part of Grimes' realm, his angels don't typically enforce any law out there or make much of a showing.
If only we had a balloon.
Did you turn our thing into a balloon hybrid thing that you were trying to do?
Not yet. Haven't had time.
He also tells you it's the toughest bar in the West. Says so right on a sign out front. And if you do happen to make your way there, say hello to the bartender. Goes by Iron Man Murray. Hell of a guy.
Is he a friend of yours?
Well, friend is a loose interpretation of our relationship. But he'll recognize the name.
Right, and will he want to throw us out if we mention your name?
Ah, he's a great tipper.
Well,
Grimes holds absolute power within the city. There are still those who aren't completely persuaded, shall we say. Mr. Murphy there is, or Mr. Murray there, it's one of those sorts that doesn't cotton much to Grimes.
Are you sure? I am now thinking that somebody must have sold you out in order to be captured in the city.
Ah, it's my own damn fool fault.
Ah, okay, if you are sure.
I guess all the other information here you will have to impart to you. Yep. Ooh.
Are we all prepared then? Nobody has anything else to say? There's nothing we should take with us, or leave behind, or somebody who needs to wear a disguise, or anything like that?
Is there any, gnome thing, like, how does Grimes' group feel about perfume?
the area, it uses it in buckets, because clean water is hard to get. There's enough for drinking, but not enough for bathing.
Right. Okay.
What's the policy on open carry weapons, like pistols and such?
Ah, good question. You can't, unless you are a church member.
Oh. Damn. Okay, that's it. Game's off.
Well, hopefully we will not get into any fights like that.
Is that no weapons at all, or you just they better not see them?
No guns.
Okay.
Nothing against knives and tomahawks.
Do they give you a pat down before?
Depending on how you go in. If you go in by the waterfront, there is an office you have to check into before you're admitted into the city proper. You guys are going to be going in through Ghost Trail, which means there's a number of stop-off points that you'll be checked, and you'll be asked the normal entry questions. Are you a member? If not, why are you here? If you don't have paperwork showing that you have legitimate business in the city, as in a merchant, you will be denied access unless you say that you are interested in becoming a member. And they'll try to recruit you then and there. You sign in blood, some mumbo-jumbo about forfeiture of your soul if you go against Grime, that sort of thing. You're still talking to Sam. He'll raggle his eyebrows and say, yeah, I had never signed.
How did you get in?
Well, right before I was swept up is when they were really starting to crack down on getting all outsiders out of Los Angeles. Of course, they rely quite a bit on commerce, so we're not going to get rid of all the wealth interest in there. So they get a pass, but otherwise Grime has started to lock down on who all was wandering his streets. Other niceties go along with that. If you're a member of his flock, you can carry firearms, of course. You can also request drinking water. Yeah, if you're not, well, you can buy it like everyone else, 6 times the normal price.
Only 6. That is cheap.
He smiles. Well, food and drink are kind of at a premium there. Alcohol flows pretty much aplenty, though.
Really? That is...
Now, I was locked away for a while, so some of my more... cultural references of the place might be a little dated.
Anything you can tell us will be gratefully received. We can work out what is relevant when we are there.
Well, you guys all see the map. Actually, Chris may not. Let me share it again. Huh, it's not showing you. Chris, are you seeing a new map pop up anywhere? Chris, you with us?
I am here. Oh. No, I have not seen the map.
Wow.
Robot!
Okay.
You need to reset your microphone there, buddy. There he is. There's the map. Okay, so if you guys are looking at the map, the city is laid out in concentric circles. So finding your way around is interesting. Most addresses are, they tell you which circle. There are six rings. So if you are on the fifth ring, your address might be 3 o'clock, fifth circle, et cetera. So that's usually how things are laid out there. You've got a couple of different districts. Right off the waterfront, directly in, is the trade district. The waterfront has quite a few warehouses. That's where goods will come, be stored, etc. But all the money for those goods are traded out in the trade quarter. There's a hefty community of mestizos in the Spanish quarter there. Well, when Grimes put down his edict, they all joined readily enough, but they also still worship in private their old tendencies. He's told you about Ghost Town. The Golden Circle is basically the wealthy area. It's the inner ring of Lost Angels, right around the temple itself. Most people in the, if they're within earshot of any of his angel squads, will refer to each other as brother this or brother that, as a way to signify that they are members in good standing of the flock.
Ah, that is something else that we learned last time that Sam told us. He can summon angels down. And people who, and the angels will not always be visible. So they could be listening in to you at any point after you have entered the city. So be careful with what you say.
Something else that Sam will mention now, or will have mentioned before, that your GM just found out by reading the book, is that also by edict, all first floor buildings have to have peepholes in the walls, so that the angels can look in to make sure that no one is breaking or causing any crimes. Second floor and higher establishments have to have them as well on the in an inside wall, which the angels have keys for, so they can go into an establishment and look through peepholes, etc. So privacy, not really something that you could expect anywhere within the city proper. Ghost Town, not so much. While still being part of Grimes' realm, it is, it's basically the slums. They don't spend a lot of time or energy in patrolling or doing much there.
Okay, there's two things I need to bring up. One, Yong.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take the cane with you?
Hmm? Oh, I had forgotten that was even on my back. That is interesting. Probably not, I guess. Just in case. What do other people think? Yes? Anyone?
Probably don't want to tip our hand that we have it to.
No, we don't. It'll either get, it could get us in there very quickly, but it could also have us sleeping with the fishies very quickly as well, so I would suggest that we not take it with us.
Okay. You can ignore my PM then, GM. You can ignore the thing which will be fun.
We caught it beforehand, yes.
Oh, yeah. Is there any books or library books or anything that has any popular info about Grimes? Flocks, like any tracks or something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Grimes tracks are all over the place. He does have a missionary church. It's trying to spread out all over the place. So those are easy enough to come by.
I'm going to grab as many of those as I can, different ones as I can, and just start reading them, just so that I can have some points of conversation.
Fair enough.
See if you can get them to find. The other thing, Bert, was how long is the battery on my device?
Oh, good thing to think of. So if it runs continuous, you're going to get about 20 minutes of being able to use it. But it's usually just used as a spot check, like, you know, you turn it on, look, turn it off sort of thing.
Okay. Can I hook it up in some way that the sensor is, say, under my hand or something, but the device itself is attached to my arm and just does, like, taps against my arm?
I would let you do that with just a crafts roll. You're just basically redesigning its form, but not its function. That would be fine.
Yeah, just the form, just so it doesn't look like, hey, I've got this box out.
There seems to be steam coming out of your ass, Luke. What's that?
Yeah, I just want to hide it just so the thing is hidden and not.
Luke, I told you to stop eating the stuff in the Spanish Quarter there. Now you have steam coming out of your ass.
Oh, that's with a raise.
It's done quickly too.
Cool. Good. Need to get this done quickly. We got a death to get to. Possibly our own.
Yep. It's a little heavy because it's uses ghost rock or any steam generator to charge the battery, but it's essentially a hunk of lead battery that you're secreting about yourself.
Right.
You might have broken it up into smaller cells, so it's easier to hide. That would make sense.
Yeah, damn it. But it's only 20 minutes, though, so I'll just leave it to run grind just place. Otherwise, I'd have it running a lot of the time. So, oh, look, there's an angel nearby. I can tell because the power reading maybe just went off. Nope, can't do that, buddy.
Huh.
Right, done. So you spend some time doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to find out from Sam, is there a good area, I know there's no, like, they don't like gun, you to have a gun inside of Los Angeles. Is there a good contact to either pick up a gun if we need it in Ghost Town or someplace to secrete any of our guns in Ghost Town, so if we need to get them in a hurry?
A lot of that kind of dealing goes on at the vestibule. Again, like I said, give my regards to Mr. Murray there. He'd probably hook you up just fine. Other than that, Spanish Quarter might be a good place to look. I've got no particular contacts there, though.
See, they can't be complaining as people having guns coming into the place because they've just come across desert and whatnot. You got to protect yourself. So, although I'm sure everyone coming to join Grimes will happily give up their guns with no repercussion thought or whatsoever.
Yeah, because once you're a member, you just get it right back.
Yeah. I'm ready to take off and get this underway when people are.
Sure.
Anything you need, Eddie?
Not really. I want to get a hip flask for some AAA, and I'm worried about my guns. That's about it.
Okay. Sharon, so reading the tracks, they're probably a good mix between religious... you know, taking bits and pieces from different Christian tenets, and the other half of it being blatant advertisement of free food and how well Grimes cares for his people. So it's, 50% scripture, 50% Barnum, not a Barnum style. It's of carnival, like a carnival barking. See the sights, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. But basically, it's pretty much straightforward, mostly standard Christianity.
Pretty much. Some of the more in-depth articles you find, essentially Grimes is the head of the church. He shares that power with no one. Below him are deacons, for the message to spread, there has to be other ordained ministers in his church, and these are what the deacons are. They're the ones that go out, spread the good word of Grimes, etc. In Los Angeles itself, he is the only ordained preacher of the faith.
Okay. Now, doesn't it take 2 days to get to Los Angeles from Perdition?
That's what we were saying. It's going to be just outside of 75 miles, so depending on how you want to get there, it could take a bit.
Because it took us, didn't take us, I mean, we were walking, but it took us like 2 or 3 days to get from where the battle was to Perdition.
We were trailing a load of people who had just been exploited. Yeah. It is understandable that it would take
time. And they went on horses.
Well, not all of them. They didn't all have horses. They were exploded.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that that's, yeah, it would be quicker now to, for us to go on horses, but it still wouldn't take.
Exactly. Huh. Well, while you're all investigating crimes, etc., I will be trying desperately to try and persuade Mumatai that no, do not carry every single one of your axes. They will try and confiscate them from you. Perhaps you should leave some here. Or maybe we can hide one somewhere.
Weebatai brings up something when you're all talking with Sam and all this with the 2218 pronouncement. She wonders if they have a way of knowing if someone is of another religion and has powers, because she is both.
I don't know how they would do that. That is sitting with a device.
Didn't that one guy have a way of finding out what we are, or just noticing that we're different? Maybe they have something like that.
No, that is true. Paul did notice things.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, we're all kind of in trouble.
I'm going to assume you're still talking with Sam. Well, Sam will tell you that, well, he may have a way of doing that. I can't confirm that. But it won't be a device. Things have a funny way of not working correctly. In Los Angeles, if it gets too technical.
Yay!
Well, you yourself detected, called on the power of whoever it is to identify that preacher guy who we traveled with, whose name escapes me, was in fact tainted. Or, sorry, called it that.
Right.
So, we can confirm that. Write that down in your book, Mr. Hellman.
Yes, he actually is making up a large missive that he intends to send back. So,
Sam talked to Paul?
Yes, he probably has at this point.
So, and then there's just one last thing I want to do before I head out here. And that is, I want to go and pick up an old but serviceable shotgun.
Yeah, easily done.
Yep.
Couple bucks.
Because I'm not going to take... I'm not going to take Bessie with me. I'm going to take something that I have no emotional connection to in case I have to give it up.
Yeah.
That's why Richard's coming along.
We don't have any emotional connection to him? We can have
exactly
to give it up?
Exactly the point I was making there.
Okay. But Richard's the PC, not the character. So
no, the doctor that is in...
Red Richard. That's for the sanitarium. That's not for the... he's not going to the City of Lost Angels. He's
right.
Going to the sanitarium.
Well done. Making a joke about lack of emotional connections and Sarah with her dead heart. Feel free to not get jokes.
Ha 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 ha. Sorry, the force laugh isn't working.
That's all right.
I forgot the doctor's name was Richard. Yeah.
All right. You've
got two characters called Luke as well, so that doesn't help.
Yep. Yong will be divesting himself of his sword that he usually carries up his voluminous sleeve, along with, I guess, all of the various rings that we have that have been... like the Explorer Society and the Twilight Club and...
Ooh, there's a point.
The Dragon Ring and... what was the other one we got? Oh, the one for the Triad and the Lockpick set that he also keeps up there, so... Yep.
Those blings suddenly come down.
He's always had them up his sleeves like this. I've always described it. It's...
Good point about the rings. We should probably get ourselves a nice, good, secure place and stash those as well.
Lacey is right here as a joker, so I'm pretty sure they can arrange something.
Yeah. Also the sheriff's office or the hotel safe.
Yeah, well, I don't trust the sheriff. I never see him around anymore. I don't know what he's up to.
This is why Young's sleeves are, always described as voluminous. You know, he's got kitchen sinks up there.
Exactly. Yes.
I'll be taking my basic weapons with me because I don't have any emotional attachment to them. So.
I definitely want to find a good spot for my guns.
Here in the town.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Sarah said, to pick up just a serviceable revolver that if I have to get rid of, I can get rid of.
Sure. You picking up a couple or just one? If I remember right, you carry two guns, right?
I'm going to get two, and then I'm going to get a small one that I could kind of tuck away somewhere.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then I'm going to pick up a big knife, a big Bowie knife.
It's fine.
I don't know if I could use it, but what the heck. And then, hide all the rings.
Yeah.
Put them somewhere.
Yeah, Lacey's glad to take any of your more personal possessions and keep track of them for you.
Oh, yeah, I'll threaten him with his life if they get him.
He looks vaguely offended at that.
Dragon's coming with me, of course.
But this is a question that I would ask to Eddie, but Chris is obviously not going to know this. Hey, how did they capture you? How did they determine you were a werewolf and then go, let's capture him for experimentation? Because that would give us an idea of how they detect people.
Yeah, unfortunately, they captured him on a full moon night when he had wolfed out, so they caught him in wolf form.
Okay, all right.
So don't do that.
I was on Rock Island Prison.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, what fond memories. Fond memories. Can I burn it down?
It's a rock.
So?
You need napalm or something.
So, I'm sure we could get something.
Hellstrom probably has to have something.
Well, Ghost Rock itself burns so very hot that you could probably do it with that.
You've seen Hellstrom's Ghost Rock bombs.
Yes.
And we have a balloon or an ornithopter, and we can fly over and just drop something on it. Okay, that's the next thing we're doing.
Cool. Yeah, that is something that Mr. Hellman will point out. It's like, if you want to take a balloon or some device, fly it out and drop it in the landing zone behind the vestibule, there's usually not a problem with that. But there are things protecting the skies of Los Angeles. I would not ever recommend trying to fly over it.
No, not Los Angeles, just Rock Island.
Yeah.
Well, presumably they protect the prison as well. I mean, it is right next to them, and it is a prison.
Yeah, presumably, but we got there by water. Well, you guys got me out by water, so that could happen.
That is true.
And there might be dragons.
There always might be dragons. I live in hope of seeing them.
Do you think dragons would want to be anywhere near Grimes?
Yes.
Surprisingly, no edict about cats.
No. I said dragons coming with me. Shall we go? Anything else?
Yeah. No, I just want to complain about the map and the fact that north is to the right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, presumably 12 o'clock is east. Is to the right now.
I've got to assume that because they don't actually tell you where 12 o'clock is unless, if they're just assuming a normal clock, 12 o'clock would be towards Prosperity Bay.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out if it says, 3 o'clock in the Spanish Quarter. Okay, what does it make 12 o'clock then?
Yeah.
No, that would make 3 o'clock Ghost Town, wouldn't it?
Wow. Yeah, if they say 3 o'clock in the Spanish Quarter, then 12 o'clock
just
is
for
Ghost Town.
Sake of ease here, noon is going to be towards Prosperity Bay, so we'll treat it as like a regular clock. So.
You people, your designing of maps, why couldn't you even do that, right? I mean, really. All right, I'm done bitching about the map.
All right.
Wouldn't north be noon?
Well, yes.
We don't know.
That is what we were saying. But for the purposes of this, because of the way the map is orientated, Bert is saying, ignore north.
See, by the way, the temple is oriented in the middle. 12 o'clock would be straight up and not towards what they're saying, north.
But they've labeled it, and I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll find out.
Whatever.
The directions will make sense once we're there.
Yeah.
If we need to reorder the clocks, so be it. Grind just like that.
Hey, I know why it's like this. Because, as they said, mechanical things don't function very well.
It's been 5 o'clock 6 times in the past hour. Wow.
Nice. All right, so you're divesting yourself of anything that might incriminate you, any special weapons. All right, fair enough.
That means we leave Wimbledon behind. And yes, I do think that perhaps we should leave Wimbledon behind.
You want to tell her that?
Yes. As we are leaving town.
By that logic, shouldn't Eddie and I also stay behind?
Why would you stay behind?
Well, you know,
you're a medic.
Pardon?
You're a medic. Why would you stay behind?
Yeah, I don't know. Grimes seems to have this edict about anything that's a little strange. And, you know, I have been having this issue with my eyes recently. I just don't want them to jump to any conclusions. But if they don't make me take my glasses off, I should be fine.
Sarah follows the god of science. Yeah, that's... Up to you. Weebatai will also throw out a suggestion that if Ghost Town is not patrolled, perhaps she can be there.
Then how will you poke Young?
We will all have to poke ourselves.
Okay.
She instructs all of you on where Young's tender side is for best poking, for maximal pain.
Young hangs his head.
All right, does she stay or does she go? Or does she go part of the way?
I do not know how we would get messages to you to run away if things go horribly bad.
She's willing to stay simply because if you do get into hot water, there has to be someone to arrange a rescue.
Okay. If Eddie is going to be wearing the chains, we should perhaps think of a reason.
I'll just wear them on one arm.
Right, but they will see that. They are chains. They are big, heavy... stop you from breaking out of prison type chains. Or stop... They're like handcuffs, essentially. But
the fashion statement.
If that is the ruse you wish to employ.
And he conveniently always carries his overcoat slung over that arm. That's...
Unless you wish to say something like, I am wearing them to represent... something about his religion? Anything about chains in his religion?
No. Chains?
Yeah.
Is there something about chains in Grimes' religion?
Exactly. Not particularly, but it's such a hodgepodge of the different sects of Christianity. You can probably quote some scripture. And actually, do you have religion? Does anyone have religion as a...
We shake our fists at the non-existent preacher!
Yeah.
Yes. I kind of do. Well, I am religious in some way. Luke is.
That's true. You've got, I would allow you a background. I mean, so Luke would know some scripture. I mean, you won't be able to quote line and verse, but you can know some scripture.
Well, I mean, if there was something in all of the tracks that
Yeah.
Sarah had been
You guys have time to consider. I mean, so somebody can pore over a book and figure out, Eddie, if you want to quote scripture and say, I'm wearing them because this represents the chains of oppression of whatever, whatever. That's fine.
That's awesome. I like that.
That is pretty much
that, yep.
Well.
Sounds about like you're ready as you're going to be, so.
Yeah, I think we're about as ready. I hope.
I will wish everyone luck and paying particular attention to Young before he goes.
Really? Why? What?
But you guys have this kind of bond thing going on here, you see, so, you know, she will make extra sure that you take care of yourself. And kill lots of whites, yeah.
I will do what I can to thin their numbers.
All right. So you guys decided you're taking horses down?
Yep.
And are you leaving on the Sunday morning or are you leaving on a Saturday?
Well, we should leave on the Saturday. Well, we need to be there for noon. How long is it going to take us? If we left on Sunday, we'd be able to get there by noon? Plenty of time?
I don't think so. I think we should leave on Saturday.
Leave on Saturday. Yeah, leave on Saturday. Get to the vestibule and party there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll take off then. You start your trip on Saturday and get to you're using the Ghost Trail to get down, which is the most direct trail from Perdition down. So you Ghost Trail is over here. Vestibule is right here. And it's got this big, wide area that it uses to occasionally accommodate those people that have airborne.
So we're swinging around north of the city?
Oh, yeah, because remember, Perdition is kind of, it's on an overlook. So there's kind of a windy, you know, you have to go. You've got
to
go.
I thought Perdition was to the south.
You have to go away before you come back.
Because Perdition is more to the south.
To get down from the shelf that you're on.
It's just hard to tell. Hard to tell where those dots are. Actually, no, it could be a bit north. Those dots aren't exactly clear.
Yep. Anyway, so yes, you're arriving in. It's fairly getting late on that Saturday. As you're coming in, all of these little things, these are tents, by the way. These little squares are all tents. There are occasionally some more sturdy buildings about. The vestibule is easily seen. It actually has a big sign out front that, in fact, says the roughest town, the roughest bar in the West.
It just means it's really badly made. They haven't bothered smoothing the wood.
Mm.
Just out of curiosity, are the tents thrown up in sort of haphazard, or are they laid out as like a military camp would be?
No, there's pretty much haphazard. You can see there's communities that are kind of together, but other than that, they're just kind of thrown out. And that was my cat, and it's not the Marshall singing exclamation on the.
my cat decided to say
hello by the keyboard, right? And it's a filthy, filthy place. I mean, the people around you are very dirty. Most of them look like not much more than skin and bones. As you're coming down from Perdition, where, you know, pretty nice day, you know, cloud cover, but otherwise pretty nice. As you're coming down, there's just this almost like a palpable cloud of smoke and funk in the air that kind of seems to linger over Lost Angels. It comes up off of Prosperity Bay, and it just, it's everywhere. The air itself tastes awful. And it kind of spreads out over Ghost Town as well. It's just a miserable feeling place for a place that doesn't have a lot of industry. You would swear that there were factories or something that's causing all this pollution to the air. Out front of the vestibule, as you're passing behind, you actually do see a couple of steam wagons. There is a balloon that's deflated in the back, this back prairie area here. Instead of the picture that I...
Attach the balloon to the steam wagon and then make...
It's also several horses that are tethered up as well. eyes look at you hungrily as you pass. Several of them look at Dragon on your shoulder there. Look, Luke, he would make a very good meal to some of these people.
Now I am thinking about it. Perhaps they will think that Dragon is your familiar. And you will be burned as a witch.
Well, it's true, but don't tell them that.
I look around us to see if the invisible angel has happened to be listening in at that exact point, and we are now doomed. Does anybody spring up and immediately kill us? No? Great.
No death from above. At least not yet. Not yet.
Death from below all the time, but above from above, no.
All right. What do you want to do?
I think Eddie wishes to head into the bar immediately.
Yes. I need alcohol.
Is it just a bar, or is it someplace where you can actually get a room?
It looks like it's just a bar. It's a one-story building.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess we just head into the bar.
All right. The place is pretty packed. Very tough-looking individuals. A lot of looks like some miners. Looks like some that might be desperados of sorts. But packed. There is a player piano going in the background, clanking out a melody. Behind a very large semicircular bar is a tall man. He's a good 6.5 feet tall. Very wide. His face is a mass of scar tissue on the left side, although his eye is still intact. It seems to go off into his shoulder, and he has mechanical appendage from the elbow down on that side of his body. Very, very thick, sturdy-looking individual. That mechanical arm seems to be pretty agile, though, as he is serving beers with it, slamming them and sliding them down the tables. Doesn't seem to be talking much. When people ask him a question or two, you hear a grunt or a single word for him. Of course, there's the, as you open the doors, everything goes quiet, except for the player piano in the background, as everyone takes that couple of heartbeats to stare at you all before it all goes back into normal conversation again.
I'll tip my hat and go up to the bar. Right. And I assume the guy with the mechanical appendage is Iron Man Murray.
All right. You belly up to the bar, kind of pushing your way in between a few people. It's pretty tight in here. The giant of a man behind the bar just makes a quick nod at you as you catch his eye.
Depp, do you have any of that AAA?
Yeah, he gives a grunt, turns around. Pulls out a couple bottles, fills up, and instead of it just being a shot, he fills up essentially a stein's worth, slams it over to the table to you, points at the price list above its head. that'll cost you 2 bits.
Well, if I have it, I'll pay it.
Yeah, no problem. All right, what are the rest of you guys doing? Eddie just made himself... apparently very used to being in a bar as he just bellies up and immediately orders his, which I think quickly is becoming something of a hankering for him there.
I'll go up and order the same thing.
All right. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, he doesn't bat an eye at how well-dressed are you?
Not over the top, but fairly well-dressed. I look like a... Let's put it this way. I'm dressed better than a commoner or a regular person, but definitely not like super duper rich or anything.
Okay. But definitely dressed like a lady.
Or yes, not? Like a lady. Okay. Yes.
Well, then you get several catcalls as you come in. People are making comments. There's a lady, quotation marks, on the premises. Iron Man behind the bar doesn't really seem to notice, so you ask for the AAA, he does the same thing, fills up a stein, points at the cost list.
Okay, I put my 2 bits down on the table, and give him a smile, and then down it.
All right.
And then ask him to do it again.
Okay. Oh, well, that fills it up again. And by this time, several of the now very obviously drunk men who look probably minors by thick arms and the coal grease over their face and eyes, such kind of saddle up to you and start making conversation. And as Murray comes back and slams down your tankard in front of you, he gives the two men that have come up very close on either of your sides just kind of a stare that just seems to make them wilt a bit. And they back off and they say, "Sorry, ma'am," tip their hat at you.
Okay, I'm very polite. I will put down my two bits again, and I will lean over as though I am talking to Eddie, and it's like, Eddie, I guess this is Mr. Murray?
Seems to be. Seems I'm to assuming be. It is.
Huh, okay. Well, does this place have look like it has any food in addition to...
Oh yeah, there's some prices above. It's pretty damn expensive though, and you notice that water costs more than many of the beverages that you guys are enjoying.
Okay, then basically get a very cheap meal for my companions. Mm-hmm. Order enough for that, and try to just clear off either an area of the bar or a table to eat it on.
All right. Well, if you order food, he wants to see your money first, because what you're ordering, I mean, this is like $20. That's a significant amount of money.
$20 for a cheap meal?
For you and your friends, he said. So that's for everybody here. For you, young Eddie, Luke. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm drinking.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right, then I will very carefully give him $20.
All right. He points to kind of to the side. With as crowded as things are, you didn't quite make it out. You thought maybe this is where the outhouse or something was, but there's some dark canvas over a doorway in that direction. He just kind of motions that way.
So that's good. So I'm going to head over that way, and I'm assuming that it's going to be like some tables or like private.
It is.
Food.
Yes, it's actually a dining room. There are a few people back here. Bowls of soup out. There's candles on the table. There's maybe six tables back here. It's a little less ruckus, a little less loud. The canvas is thick enough that it cuts back some of the sound, but none of the odor.
Okay, fine. So I'm just going to grab a table, set up, and wait for the food and have my companions there. But basically let Eddie know where I'm going, and then I'm going to be back here, and there's going to be some food.
Sounds good. I'll keep an eye on you, and then I'll head right there.
Okay.
All right.
Food is always good.
What's Luke and Young doing during all this?
I've just been hanging back, not feeling particularly at home in this sort of place. But when they gesture, we'll follow Sarah along meekly, I guess.
Okay. Well, not too much later. I mean, you basically got some thin soup, some vegetables on the side, and thin cuts of meat is what your $20 paid for all of you. And he just puts down the bottle of AAA on the table. He serves you himself, by the way.
Okay. Looks like, all right, who wants to make the Mr. Murray? Is that your name?
And he grunts as he serves out the food.
Yeah. Yes, great. A friend of mine asked me to give you... recommended your place and asked for us to give you his compliments.
He looks at you with those piercing eyes. You notice that the left side of his face that Ed's head was really scarred up. The eye socket and everything's there, but when he turns around to you, the eye is looks like it's a ball of some sort. It is. There's no real eye there. his one eye looks over you and gives you that piercing look. He says, oh, who might that friend be?
Sam, that's Sam Hellman, correct?
He grunts again and says, I reckon you're here for his stuff.
Yes. Yes, but we also figured that we'd, take some time and, get a little sustenance while we were here.
Well, he finishes putting the food out, and he picks out this massive iron ring from out of his pocket, and it's got just a ton of keys on it, and he goes through looking for a particular key, pulls it off the chain, and tosses it to you, and points toward the back end of the room. It's pretty dark in here. As I said, the lights are from candles that are on the table, so you really can't see too much what he's pointing at, other than it's at the back of the room.
I'm sure Sierra can.
Oh, that's true. There's essentially there's a wall with several, just imagine them being like safety deposit box type of things. There's like a wall with a whole bunch of little cubby holes that have locks on them.
Oh, okay. A bunch of lockers. Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Okay. Does the ring have the
key? It's got a number on it.
Okay. So I head over to the right one.
Okay.
I'll unlock it.
You open it up, then you slide out the box that's inside. There's a couple of guns, gun holster, some bullets, a couple of sticks of dynamite, a couple of vials of you know not what, and a stack of what you can imagine is some kind of script, some kind of money that you haven't seen before. It's red ink. It's got the picture of Grimes on it.
Ah, LA script. Los Angeles script. About how much in Los Angeles script is there?
About $100 worth.
Without taking everything out, I'm just going to hang on to the key, close the box, put it back in, and go and finish my food and wait for Eddie to show up.
Yep. Eddie, you still at the bar?
Hello?
Still here.
Did everybody else lose sound then as well?
Yeah, just for a quick second.
All right, okay.
Eddie, you still at the bar? What are you doing? Might have lost Chris.
Yep, I'm back. All right. Sorry. Don't know what happened.
Did you join everybody in the back for a meal? Or did you stay at the bar? What did you do?
No, I joined everybody in the back for the meal. All
right. Well, there you go, Sharon. Eddie's back here as well. And yeah. he put a bottle of AAA on the table, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I got that.
Okay, and so there's a sort of safe deposit box here with a couple of guns, some dynamite, and some Los Angeles script.
Dino.
All right. All right, so how do we want to play this, guys? Just leave this stuff here and then go in and then come back out here?
Yeah, well, we can't take it with us, isn't there? We need to put our stuff somewhere as well.
Yeah, so I think this might be a decent enough place to stash anything that we need to stash.
I thought we already stashed our stuff. Perdition.
We did, but this is closer.
We would have had traveling weapons and stuff that we took with us.
Yeah.
You don't go traveling without no guns at all.
No.
We had the secondary weapons. The crab
right.
Gun. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you want to stash your firearms in there?
Yeah.
All right. Sharon, you have a shotgun that's not going to fit, otherwise.
Yeah, that's okay. That is okay. Also, stash some regular script, some regular money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we going to take the dynamite?
No.
Why not? I mean, there's nothing against it.
It's a weapon.
Well, so is a knife, and you can still take that.
You expect that will be taken away from you.
I probably not. Unless it was a sword. I mean, knife's a tool.
Well, you can try and take it in, but do not come crying to me when they cut your hands off.
Yeah, I'll take it in.
It's like, yeah, they'll grow back.
Yeah, they'll grow back. I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Hey, you never know when dynamite could come in handy.
Okay.
I'm always really interested in dynamite on hand, but I also know when not to have dynamite on hand.
Okay, and...
And the rest of you have your little potions with you?
Yes.
I assume we all have one, apart from Eddie.
Yep. Yeah, just double checking.
Okay.
Don't leave it here and don't lock it up here.
No.
Good.
No, but I will lock up my a decent amount of money, just to make sure that I don't have a lot of funds on me, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sounds good. I like that idea of not carrying too much cash around.
Not too much cash to carry around.
Well, that too.
Actually, I guess something I should mention. When he points to the billboard where it tells you the price of things, there's several columns there. Your 2 bits was for the money that you guys normally deal with, but he's also got a price in script. Looks like script is worth a little bit less. And then you got north and south currency. He takes it all.
Yeah. Gold, ghost rock.
Yep.
Script is worth less.
Yep.
As in the cost is lower for the script.
Well, then script is worth more.
No, the opposite. Like, it takes more script to buy the same amount of stuff.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Because...
That is why I was expressing surprise right here at the moment.
No, because script is arbitrary. Gold gold is tangible.
But it is...
But you can't spend the script, so you can't... I suppose it'd be harder to use Lost Angel script to get supplies in and stuff. So we'll need more to make it worth as well.
Well, here's the thing, though. With 100 Lost Angel script, I think that bounty is only 500, and that's like only about a week's worth of food.
Yeah, the bounty is a week's worth of good food at the rectory, or $500 in script. But you just saw
how
much...
Why would anyone come out and be spending money on alcohol? Think about it, you know.
You just saw how much a meal cost. It's a good meal, though.
I assume we have camping tents with us, or not?
You would have probably not tents, but you'd have your trail bags, which would be like maybe a tarp for a lean-to and sleeping bag sort of thing.
Bed rolls and tarps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe some shelter tent halves or something.
Okay, well, I can't think of anything else we need to do tonight particularly.
The only thing I wanted to do is check with Mr. Murray and just ask him how much to keep that storage locker for a while.
Right. So when he comes back just to check on you, he's brings out another bottle of AAA. I'm sure at this point Eddie's probably finished it off if no one else has. Puts another bottle on the table, and you can ask him then. He tells you that Sam's paid up for the year. So you're here for Sam's stuff. You know you're good.
Okay. It's not like it's November or something, right?
No. he does ask for the key back when you leave, though.
Will do.
January something, isn't it?
I will have to check. I forgot what month we started in.
We started in September, and then we progressed to a point, and then, hey, there was no time passing because nobody checked. But we had, like, the last time it was mentioned, it was... towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Getting there. But you're not going to expire in the next day or two. There you go. Well, you might, but you're boxed.
I was going to say, because...
One thing I'd like to do at the night, when we're sleeping at the night, I don't know exactly how we're doing the timeline here, but I'd just like to take a very quick background reading of the power just to see what it is.
Okay, of where you are now?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be out there in the tent town.
Yeah. The background reading's a little higher than normal, but nothing, and you know, it doesn't really register as much of anything, so it gets a few ticks more than like it was back in Perdition.
Right. Just so I know that when I'm in, it's just so, like if it's only reading 10 right now, I'm going, well, we're hosed. Okay.
You did some experimenting around with it, if I remember right. So it's showing that there's definitely some kind of effect going on in the area, but it's fairly low level, fairly minor.
It's not like Grimes is level 10 power radiating around the entirety of Lost Angels.
Because
that would be bad.
Well.
All right. So what are you guys doing then? You arrived here just before dark. You know, you've spent a few hours in the bar, having a meal.
Yeah.
Checking up health. The other thing I mentioned may have slid by is I said there were a couple of vials in there as well of what you don't know.
Yeah, we don't have any way I'm aware of working at what it is, though, without trying it. I don't know the system well enough to know if that's something we can do.
I mean... Does it look like anything that I might have seen?
It's steel vials that are corked. If you want to pop one open and take a sniff, I mean, medical background would tell you something, maybe.
They're not labeled anything, huh?
Nope, they are not.
Maybe I won't pop them open and take a sniff. I'm a little paranoid, so I probably no.
Thanks for telling us, Sam.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to leave those alone.
Exactly. We don't know what they are. We don't have a lab here to test it. I'm not keen to suddenly start jumping around.
Cut to the scene as Sam's back in Perdition, packing his bags. He's thinking, "Huh, maybe I should have told him not to open up those vials." Nah. No.
Perhaps I should have told him about those potions of heroism. +2 to all rolls.
If only you were an alchemist of some description and could detect.
Yep.
Maybe lick the top or something.
Yep, that's a fast acting poison.
All right, so what do you want to do for the night?
Is there anything we actually want to do here? Aside from just go in and see Grimes, do we want to talk to the people around here? Or? No? Yes? Anybody?
Find a little card game or something?
Yeah, you can definitely find a card game. Plenty of people looking to scam money off people. There's some of the games from Shanfan out here as well, so they've got Mahjong being played as well as cards. You notice since you're towards the back of the establishment, there's some windows out into the back field that some people are drunkenly staggering out there and pitching tents. So it looks like it's no big deal to do that.
Okay.
There's no one with an exclamation mark over the head or anything?
Not in particular. So Eddie, you want to get into a game of something? You want to play cards? Or I believe you've played Mahjong on board the ship at least once.
Yeah, I'll play some Mahjong. I'm not trying to win. I know I'm going to lose, so.
All right. Just trying to minimize your loss or just stay in the game longer?
Minimize my loss.
All right. How much money are you willing to lose?
I don't know.
As a percentage of your starting things, more than how much money do you actually have on you? Do you win? Oh. We don't know that.
Are you looking to lose a week's worth of food? Are you looking to lose a month's worth of food? This is the sort of thing.
About a half a week's worth of food.
Okay, that's a substantial amount of money here. Okay, you have any kind of background or skill in gambling?
No.
Nope. Okay. Do you want one?
As in, I've got the Epiphany card if you really
want to. Do you have the gambling skill at all?
No, I don't have the gambling skill.
Well, since you're not trying to win, basically what you're trying to do is make your money last as long as you can, stay in the game as long as you can, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be an unskilled roll. D4 minus 2.
Yeah, if I could ever wake this little computer up again. Yeah, somebody's going to have to roll that for me for right now. I can't even get into it. Everything's just frozen.
I got you. I'll just roll it off your sheet. And you did pretty well. You got a 7 or a 5.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can stay in game for a good long time. I mean, you're losing, but it's a slow attrition.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yep.
All right.
Maybe I could find a contact to get a tent or something so we can all sleep.
Okay, anything else you're looking for? Information. Basically, you got 5 guys here that are playing along with you. Some of them drop out pretty quick. You're staying for the long haul. There's 3 other people here with you that seem to have pockets at least as deep as yours. There's quite a bit of money in the table now as the betting's going on. You know, and you're steadily losing, but you're showing enough skill that everyone is who's still at the table also seem to be fairly skilled and have opened up a bit more. They're talking, chatting a bit more around the table. One of them is mixed Spanish heritage. He is basically coming up this way with a little bit of business to do. He doesn't elaborate on that too much. The other two are miners, but they're like bosses. They're basically up here to renew some contracts. They talk about this a bit. When the edict was passed down, there are several mines in this area within that 75-mile radius that Grimes declared as his own. So they were given a choice. It's like, well, you join the church and you give up 25% tithe or you lose it all because we're taking your claims. So most of the miners decided, well, you know, it's 75% is better than nothing. So most of the miners joined the church. These two here did. As well, although they talk about, tell you all kinds of stories about guys who decided to try and keep their claims and duck the church. Didn't end that well for them.
Never does.
But as the conversation goes on, I mean, they say they're members, but it's more just something to say, you know. It's like, well, it's more of, well, we're basically paying Grimes a fee. We call ourselves members of his flock. But it's lip service more than anything else. You get the idea from them that most of the people in Lost Angels, you know, good half are just that. You know, the problem is you don't know which half, so you got to watch what you say when you're around people in town.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's – if I could get any other information about the city, you know, what's going on, how to smuggle stuff in or out. Where the patrols are.
Mm-hmm. When you start smuggling, some of them get a little edgy at that. It's like,
it's more like, can you get a weapon in that they say you can't?
Oh, yeah, they're glad to talk more about something that. It's like, that, yeah, well, you know, coming in with a weapon, they're going to have you check it at the gates. But getting a weapon while you're in there isn't that difficult. People are desperate in there. Not as bad as it is out here in Ghost Town, but people will do just about anything for money. Getting a hold of a gun inside, not too hard to do.
Do they have any places, any recommendations of where to get something?
Martinez, the mixed Spanish guy, tells you, well, they're pretty easy to come by in the Spanish Quarter. Reliability?
That'll work.
Oh, yeah, well, the other thing that's dropped since you rolled well enough to extend out this game some is they give you some hints. When you first go in, they're going to ask you to declare why you're there. You're either going to be a prospective church member, you are a church member, or you're there doing business. There's really no other category. You'll be turned away if you don't claim one of those. And they will claim that you need to turn in your money for Lost Angels script, or it's called blood money here, because the red ink they used to print it with isn't very good. It'll come off on your hands. but don't believe them. Anyone doing business in this town will take any kind of money that you've got. The edict says that script is the official currency, but they shake their heads. Don't believe it. Anyone will take it. You got gold, you got silver, you got coins from the north, the south. They'll do business with you.
I like that. Good. Good. That definitely helps.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, let's see. Do you have persuasion at all?
No.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that's about what you get. And that's a good solid couple hours of play there while you get some information out of these guys.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
What are the rest of you guys doing in the meantime?
I had a thought of going and checking out the speed wagons and talk cars with the guys. If there's people there to talk cars with. In particular, the sort of information I'd like to get, if it's available. If it's not, then fine. It's just sort of, I would assume some of these people here are working for the city, going transport to and from. How often do trips happen for the city? Who goes out? Names of big wigs. Does Grimes ever leave the city?
I tell you what, you go outside and you admire the steam wagons. Eventually the owners will come out and you can strike up a conversation with them. What kind of basis? You don't have any kind of persuasion skills, I'm going to bet.
That'd be silly.
So just give me a craft roll, as you're looking at their machines and you can point out a few things.
If you put this over here, you can actually get a bit more power out of it. And wow.
All right, keep that, or do you want to chip?
I'm going to chip that, because that's a brilliant roll. If you take all the wheels off, it goes better.
Yeah. Remove this engine, and downhill will go much faster.
If you seal the engine, you get a lot more power out of it.
that's
better.
Yeah, that is. All right. So you start talking shop. They let you look at the engines and they tell you, it's like, yeah, this place is hell on technology. This is about as far out as you can get in without anyone really paying you any mind to it. There's no real law that keeps you from driving one of these through the city, but you won't get very far. There's some damn awful influence that the city has. It just stuff stops working. Yeah, damn it. And one of the guys starts kicking his boiler. It's like, and it happens out here occasionally too. Starts working on his car.
If I need help, I'll help out.
Yeah,
I'm willing to help out for that.
Actually, something you notice is that some of the it's definitely it's damaged improbably. Like, stuff has fallen off that shouldn't, and things are like rerouted in ways they shouldn't be, and it doesn't look like anyone has gone in here and done any tinkering per se. It doesn't look like anyone's come in and tried to do damage to the engine. It's just it's just not right. It's like improbably malfunctioned. It's like there is no way that should have fallen off, sort of thing.
Someone's been playing the malfunction card. Obviously, it's a random entropy field.
All right. This is a second or third generation German. He's not got much of an accent. Just off of getting friendly with him. He goes by Stefan, and he actually drove out this way to drop off a couple of clients, paid him pretty well to make the trip. His roadster makes good mileage. You were asking about travel through here. Well, most people that do business come in through Prosperity Bay. Very few come in overland, but with the railheads now, with a good presence, that's becoming more common. Matter of fact, I picked up my fares. He describes a railhead that's recently opened up.
Yes, that's what, Hellstrom's?
Yes, yes. Before that all happened, Bayou Vermilion was very big out there. You know, they have a rolling city. Did you know that? Fascinating.
Really?
Yeah, they rigged out a whole train and several cabooses with a rolling city on them. They had a bar, had a place where you could visit with some soiled doves, if that's your thing. But looks like Hellstrom's new line has taken some of the steam out of the air engines. So you guys are tinkering around in there. He's getting things fixed up.
So does any of the bigwigs from here ever hire you guys services?
He's like, from Lost Angels itself? Nah, very rarely. They've got their own ships. They don't do much by land.
They don't go out and try and convert the heathens?
Well, they do. They just don't, they don't spend a lot of that money around using anything outside of church services, I guess. You're not a member, are you? He looks a little hesitant when he thinks about that.
Just sort of looking around the possibilities. It's a tough old world out there. Gotta see what's out and available.
Yeah, he looks a little shocked first, but then he's like, well, I can see it. This place is difficult to keep a belly full, that's for sure. A man's got to do what he's got to do. But my friend, with the skills that you've got here, I would look at another line of work, perhaps.
I hear there's some other places around here. Perhaps up.
Well, you know, they got that boomtown. He kind of points into the distance up to the ridgeline. I believe it's called Perdition. It's really starting to take off.
I've heard about a place further up the coast. Elspeth Town or something?
Oh, yeah. He gets a gleam in his eye at that, and he pats his racer. He says, yep. won me a few patents out there with this old girl.
She a good goer, is she?
Tech speak. As he tells you all about compression and speeds and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
As I've never been into the town proper myself, I just don't get a good feeling out of the people there. This town and out here is bad enough. I'd hate to see what it's like in that cesspool.
It's surprising what people will try to do just to get by, as you see yourself. Yes.
Seems to be the line of negotiation that his church uses. You trying to get anything else out of him in particular? It's pretty open.
I'll just see how long is he going to be here.
He's planning on heading out right after he gets everything fixed up.
Ah, damn. No, otherwise you could use
the escape route tomorrow. If you were needing some services, my rates are pretty reasonable. I can hang around for another day or two if I've got a fare going out.
So if we sort of don't really particularly like the place, it might be nice to have a bit of a getaway in mind. From what I hear, they might not be too willing to let us go.
Well, I tell you what. If you were willing to pay $5 to have me wait around for a day, it would be worth my while. $5 to pay for another night's worth of distraction out here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll go for that. May not need it, but hey, then you got your $5 up.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Hand over $5 coin, and he's very happy about it. He says, "Well, yeah, I'll keep old Bess out here. You can ask inside for me. I'll be around. There are other delights to be found out here in Ghost Town. $5 will go a long way.
Well, not for some of the meals I've seen.
Well, you know, there are other needs a man might have other than meals. Yes. By the way, you wouldn't know a good doctor, would you?"
How willing is Siri to have her services pimped out? I'd probably have a really good idea by now.
Pretty comfortable having it done.
It might not be too much out of her reach. Yeah, I might be able to arrange something for you. One of my companions has a bit of skill.
Oh, great. I've got this itch, you see.
Best to tell her all about it. That one, she says. Oh, yep. Shot at us.
All right. Anyone else have something they want to do?
Sarah could probably do a good sideline and doctoring just out here getting attention.
No, not particularly. Actually, how far away are we from where one of the checkpoints are?
So you guys are right here at this building. You're not very far. This first checkpoint will be, if you're coming into the same road, right about here.
Okay. All right. are there any visibly like uniformed guards?
Well, from out where you are, and considering it's nighttime now, you don't see any guards, no.
Okay.
There's certainly none out here.
All right, then, no, I'm not gonna, I have nothing, I'm just gonna sit there and, eat and, stay inside until, get ready, pitch up the tarp and everything and set up a little campsite outside.
Sometime after midnight, you can hear, the Iron Man yelling out last call. As everyone rushes in to get their last steins filled with whatever their particular joy is. More people have pinched tits out back at this point.
I'm going in for last call.
Of course.
And of course, I would have, if it wasn't here, I would be bringing
the
series attention.
Okay. Yeah. I hand Eddie my mug and say, bring me back one, please, too.
Okay. I'm going to get a couple of two bottles if I can.
Sounds good.
Now, surprisingly, the AAA isn't any more expensive here than it's been elsewhere. So, yeah, easy enough. Yeah, Sarah, if you want to look over the guy, yeah, he's got a little STD going on there.
Okay, then I will give him a good solid treatment that's not too expensive.
Good shot of penicillin.
Wonder you have mercury, isn't it?
Yes, it is mercury. Yeah. It is mercury. Do I need to roll for that?
No.
Okay.
Pretty basic stuff for
yep.
A doctor of your caliber. All right. So you want to pitch tents outside, or you want to try and hang around for Mr. Murray after hours? You haven't had a lot of chance to talk to him. He's come and gone a few times, but you may not have anything else to ask him. So, however you want to do it.
I personally don't have anything else to ask him right now.
Yeah, I got
one other thing. One more thing to get from Stefan is, where exactly is the railhead, and where does Hellstrom hang around there, or where's Hellstrom's office?
Okay. He has no idea what may or may not be in Los Angeles. As he said before, I've not gone in.
But
gives you directions to the railhead.
And is Hellstrom there, or as far as you know, his office is somewhere else?
No.
Does he actually know if Hellstrom's office is in Los Angeles or not, basically?
Yeah, well, the railhead's got an office. I doubt that such a personage as Mr. Hellstrom would be out there.
But no, it's okay, right. Just trying to get some information on where Hellstrom was in case we need to follow up that plot thread quickly. Hello?
Yep, still here.
Yes, right, okay. No, I'm done. I'm good.
All right, so you guys can just pitch a tip to out behind the vestibule?
Yeah. Sure.
Sounds like a plan.
Pretty much find somewhere to bed down.
Put watch on.
Yeah, can if you want. There are an awful lot of drunk people that are just kind of passed out on the ground and throwing a cover over themselves.
Doesn't mean you don't want to watch. I reckon we probably should. I don't know if everyone agrees.
Yeah. We probably should.
Okay, we have a watch.
All right. Who's going to be on, like, late watch? Like before dawn, say 4 a.m. or so. Who would that be? You guys just decide.
I would roll a die just to pick him because I don't think we've got a set thing.
Sure.
I was going to say Young. He can be.
Eddie, it's you.
Obviously, you've been out drinking all night.
Yep, he's been drinking all night, so he passed out first. And so you're up just before dawn, and there are a group of people that are kind of, you know, trying to be very quiet. They're sneaking through the camp. It looks like they're going through some people's packs. They've got their saddlebags nearby, etc. They seem to be rummaging through it. They look like kids.
As long as they stay away from us, I'm fine with it.
Well, since you're up and awake, they definitely are not coming anywhere near you.
That's fine. I'll just keep an eye on them and, you know, just keep an eye on them.
Okay.
Apparently this has been done before, so. Yep.
Well, they're picking their way through the drunk men, taking a few things from saddlebags here and there. They see you watching them, but since you're not really doing anything, a couple of them wave at you and smile and continue on. But yeah,
yeah, fine. Yeah. Yeah, let them
before,
go.
Before dawn, they go away with their take. And that's pretty much the only disturbance of the night. Come morning, this is once again the main road. This is the Ghost Trail Road coming through here. There are a fair number of people coming in through this road in the morning, most on horseback. Some have wagons. There seems to be a hymn being sung amongst most of them that's picked up in refrain here and there down the line.
Is it a common hymn?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Get up, I guess, eventually.
Richard has posted in our chat window. We asked them if they know Short Round. Yes.
Yes, those kids could be working against... Oh, shouldn't have pressed that. Could have been working against us under the preacher's guidance. Who knows?
So we follow the chant. Peulesu Domine Dona Est Requiem.
Smack.
Less Catholic, more, but yes, you know, it's actually a cheery hymn that's being sung. People are, well, the biggest difference between the people coming in is that they're clean, you know, clothes are clean, ooh, faces are clean, a little bit of trail dust, but they all seem to be happy and singing the hymn as they're coming along. This is like break of morning. This is early, early morning that they're coming through.
Well, I mean, does it look like everybody else is getting up at this sort of time?
No, most of the people out in the field are still drunk, sleeping off the drunk.
They just probably want to go get the good seats.
Well, that is kind of what I was thinking. I mean, we should have talked to someone about trying to find out where Hellstrom is, because he might have got us better placing.
Well,
I asked about the chap I asked didn't know where he was.
Well, maybe we should join the crowd then.
Seems we're all awake now because stupid people blaring their music out at 3 a.m. and being inconsiderate. Whatever it is. We'll get up and wander over to one of them. And just...
I mean, it's daybreak. Eddie was up 3-4 a.m. To watch all the kids do their little pilfering. Okay.
But it's 6 a.m. Oh,
yeah, so it's like 6 a.m. when all these are starting to come through. So what did you want to do?
Go wander over to some of them or somebody else who is paying attention to them. Just say, what is this? What is going on here? I mean, is this a regular thing? Is this a call to church? Or
do you grab one of the guys that were out here drinking last night that are awake, or do you grab somebody that's actually in the procession?
if there's somebody in the procession who is not singing along.
No, looks like everybody in the procession is kind of singing.
All right, then I grab somebody else who isn't.
All right.
Do the people in the procession, are they wearing anything distinctive?
Well, you gone to church some. It looks like Sunday best, you know, which is not all that great for some of them, but at least it's clean, if modest.
Okay.
All right, so you grab one of the revelers from last night who's up and he's brushing his teeth and he's getting his coffee perking and he's looking at the people coming in. You see him kind of just shake his head. So you come up to this guy, grizzled older guy. He's got a salt and pepper beard. He's got lots of gray going through his hair. He looks like a prospector or a miner.
What is this? Who are they?
Please.
I don't know.
Oh, damn, Chinaman out of nowhere. Hey, want some coffee?
Sure. Sounds. Thank you for sharing.
Pours you out some coffee, and he kind of swishes his cup as he uses it to point to the row of people going in and says, those will be new converts, no doubt. Grimes deacons are all over the West at this point. Bring new people in every week, it seems.
No. And they get to go in immediately? I mean,
there's all kinds of paperwork. They got to be declared as new members and got to sign away their souls, I hear. He kind of chuckles at that. You notice that he's only got two teeth.
I look at the coffee and don't drink any of them.
There's better ways to feed your bellies around here. I suppose these old folks either caught the spirit or couldn't find anything else.
The people here are not here to go and listen to his sermon? The majority of the people that were here.
Oh, hell no! Most of these people are here to do business.
Okay. Hand him back his coffee, then.
I got a date at the assayer's office myself. Got a new claim I want to stake. He kind of taps the side of his nose. Gonna make me a wealthy man. Gonna be able to afford them dentures.
Good luck on your new teeth.
Yep, gives you his yearly toothless smile.
Yeah, they have ghost-powered dentures now as well. For chewing or something.
I hear they chew themselves. Man could eat in his sleep. Imagine that. Eating in your sleep.
Yes. I just wander away. I'll go back to the others. And I won't tell them about the dentures, but I will tell them about the procession of people.
As everyone fails to be impressed.
Hey, look, I learned nothing. Here. Well, they have all died, so I collect up all their belongings.
The children are beating you to it.
No. I collect up all their bodies, I offer them to Grimes, and I say...
You want
to
take a quick break?
Yeah, it's a good time. Looks like Sarity's Sharon needs to take a break there. So yeah, this is a good point. We're about 2 hours in. Let's go ahead and take a break. I'm going to end the call so I can save this recording, and I'll call everybody right back.